InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Across America, the cost of car insurance has been rising, sometimes in surprising ways. But there are ways to cut the cost. InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco is here with the money-saving details. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us today is Herb Weissbaum, longtime consumer expert known as the Consumer Man. He's a contributing editor at checkbook.org, host of their Consumerpedia podcast, and former network news correspondent on the Consumer Beat. Herb, in recent years, it seems that auto insurance premiums have skyrocketed. So other than shopping around, accepting a higher deductible, or accepting less coverage, what can people do to reduce premiums?
Well, check with your insurance carrier and see what kind of discounts they offer. Are there discounts if you're a member of an organization such as AAA? Are there discounts if you drive less? What kind of discounts do they possibly offer if you bundle your policy, if you have both your homeowners and your auto insurance policy with the company? Will they offer you a discount? But the number one tip the checkbook has is shop around at least every 2 years, maybe every year, because insurance rates are going up so much, 8%. Since the beginning of the year, according to the federal government, you may save a whole lot more than any of these little discounts by changing companies. We found by shopping around, you can save anywhere from $500 to $1,500, well worth the hour or two it takes to find a new carrier.
And for parents wishing to reduce their kids' rates, how does a kid getting good grades in school affect rates?
Is it just one of the other discounts that companies offer? And if they offer, check it out. It wouldn't be a significant discount, but if it's there, take advantage of it.
Now, there is a controversial program where insurers offer to cut rates if they're allowed to monitor how, when, and where customers drive. Do you recommend that people actually go for this?
It's called telematics. I recommend that you think about how concerned you are about an insurance company having all the data about how you drive, where you drive, and when you drive. Something I wouldn't do. I don't think they need that information, and I have no guarantee what they're going to do with it, if they're going to sell it or share it to someone. Can save a fair amount of money for people who are on a fixed budget, but just ask yourself, is that really information that you want the insurance company to have? For instance, if you work at a liquor store and drive to the store every day, is that going to show up in your profile and maybe it'll be flagged by the insurance company? I just think it's too risky for me to have all that personal information in the hands of an insurance company.
Now, there are some organizations that tout 30 to 40% savings potentially. Is that your experience, that we could save that much money with telematics?
You can save a fair amount with telematics. It's not the question of whether you can save money. I think the question is how comfortable you feel with the insurance company having all your personal data. If you brake hard, if you go to certain places in the zip codes, do different things. That's the major concern, not that you won't get a discount.
Now, big picture, Herb, what determines how much coverage we should get?
Well, most states have minimum coverage that you need to have, but you really just need to make sure you have more than that because the basic coverage doesn't really cover everything that you need to have. So you really have to have more coverage than that. You have coverage that protects you if you hurt somebody, if somebody's hurt in your vehicle, the property damage, that sort of thing. Checkbook recommends at least $100,000 liability per person for people who are hurt or killed, $300,000 per claim, and $100,000 for damage. If you have significant assets, you'd be wise to purchase more coverage than that because medical costs are so high these days. I mean, if there's a serious accident and people are hurt or a lot of people sent to the hospital, medical bills could well exceed $1 million. So $100,000 liability per person, $300,000 per claim, and $100,000 damage is what Checkbooks recommends as the minimum coverage you should have.
And what about uninsured motorists?
Well, you have to consider that these days because so many people are driving around without auto insurance that you have to have that coverage to protect you if there's a collision with somebody who doesn't have any auto insurance.
We're visiting with longtime auto insurance expert Herb Weissbaum. He's a contributing editor at checkbook.org, host of their Consumerpedia podcast, and former NBC and CBS Network News correspondent. Briefly, how do insurance companies determine rates?
Well, there's a whole bunch of factors. They determine rates based on your age and your sex and your marital status and the car you drive and the area where you live, whether you've had any accidents recently or over time, and also based on something that's very controversial and consumer advocates are opposed to, including Checkbook, based on your credit score. We don't understand how credit score can possibly be used to set your insurance premiums, but that is allowed in a number of states, and another reason why you have to do everything you possibly can to have a good credit score, because a bad credit score may raise your premiums even if you have a good driving record.
Tariffs on some imported vehicles have increased prices, some say, up to $5,700 per vehicle. Does the insurance industry consider these cars to be actually worth more, and therefore, will people buying these cars have to pay higher premiums because of the increased car value?
The only answer I can give you is insurance. One of the factors is how much the car costs and how much the car costs to repair. And if it costs more, then obviously you'll pay more for that vehicle. It's one of the things to think about when you buy a new car that people never do is find out from an insurance carrier what it's going to cost you to insure that car. You think about everything else, how it looks, what the tires are like. How about thinking about what the insurance premiums are like? If the car costs more, it's going to cost more to insure.
So we should be asking that question before we even buy the car?
Any car. If you get a model of a car you know you're going to do, go online and use some of the websites and find out what the insurance premium might be for that vehicle. It gives you a good idea of what you're going to get yourself in for.
How can we pick an insurance company that will handle claims fairly?
I think you should use an independent insurance agent, somebody who's working for you, who can shop around, can find you the best policies, may not just go with the big guys, may go with a smaller regional carrier in your area who may give you a better deal. I've used the independent insurance agent for years, and just the last time we renewed a year ago, changed policies, I saved $1,000 on my home and auto insurance combined and got better coverage because he found a better policy for me. So I believe that's the way to go. If you want to check on how the carriers pay out, Consumer Reports has a recent article. You can go to consumerreports.org and check out their report on how insurance companies pay when there's a claim.
There are horror stories, as you may know, about insurance companies dropping you if you file even one claim. Would you say if a claim is less than a certain dollar amount, it's better to pay a relatively small expense out of pocket rather than submit a claim?
Unfortunately, insurance companies are there to help you, except if you need help, and then sometimes they will drop you or raise your premiums. If it's a minor incident and it's not going to cost a lot of money, it's like just a little bit above maybe the deductible, you need to think long and hard whether you pay that yourself or whether you file an insurance claim, because odds are, at the very least, it will drive up your premium. Some companies say they won't do it the first time. If you read your policy or check with your agent, they'll let you know. But yes, that's unfortunately the world we live in, that we buy this protection. And then if we use the protection, if something happens, it bites us by we have higher premiums.
Now, when we were talking about minimum coverages before, you mentioned that you might want to get extra coverage for certain situations. There are so-called umbrella insurance policies that cover liability expenses above the home and auto policy limits. Is this what you were referring to? Are those a good idea?
Well, you can up your limits without getting an umbrella policy, so that's one thing you can consider. I have higher limits than the state minimum with what we recommended, and I also have an umbrella policy. It covers me for $1 million if anybody hurts themselves at my house or anything happens in the vehicle. It's very inexpensive compared to what you're paying for the overall premium. It's something you might want to shop around and consider, especially if you have any assets that somebody will be going after if there's a situation.
What a wealth of wonderful information. Herb Weisbaum, thank you so much for joining today and sharing your knowledge.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.